Flavor Flav's changing up his playlist to help fire victims, but you won't believe who's in his rotation.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are being sued for a whopping amount of money.
And another Bachelor couple called it quits, but some people are suspicious. We got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all know Wendy Williams has been going through a lot lately, right? Well, she called into the Breakfast Club to talk about what's been going on in her life and to criticize her conservatorship. And since Wendy loves her hot topics, they asked her what she thought about Diddy and his legal troubles. And in true Wendy style, she didn't hold back at all.
And as far as Diddy, Diddy will go to prison for life, people. You don't know things that I knew about Diddy back in the day. Mm-hmm. And you want to know what? It's about time, people. It is about time. Diddy done.
Mm-hmm.
She just called in. I thought she was going.
Yeah, we wanted her to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really controlling about where they let her go, it seems.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure she can leave the state of New York.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Breakfast Club?
I don't know.
New York. Oh, it's in New York.
Yeah.
But my thing is, though, Wendy, I love Wendy, let me say that, but she got kind of, girl, you just get well. And leave
but
that
that's
myth.
Who she is.
And yeah, I know. That's who she is.
And she will never change.
Yeah. This is why we like her.
Yeah, this is signs that, like, oh, yeah, that's the person we grew up listening to. Like, that's the energy.
And she sound full of energy to me, right? Mm-hmm. She don't sound incapacitated, whatever they said she was. Mm-hmm. She don't sound sick or nothing at all.
If they'd have been like, tell us your feelings on Diddy, and she was like, Diddy who? Or then that would have been an issue.
I don't know. I told y'all a long time ago.
All right, well, it seems that Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell from The Bachelor have called it quits.
Oh. Are you surprised?
I'm very. This never happens to The Bachelor and Bachelorette. She won his heart on the show back in 2020, and they continued dating, but they never got engaged.
Mm.
Well, in an unusual post, Matt seemed to announce the split with a prayer. He wrote,
Father God, give Rachel and I the strength to mend our broken hearts. Give us peace about this decision to end our relationship that transcends worldly understanding. Shower our friends and family with kindness and love to comfort us and remind us that our joy comes from you, Lord.
But fans maybe thought he got hacked because just the day before, he shared a video of him and Rachel looking happy eating at a place called Crisp Pizza in London.
I came here for the first time solo last year and had to bring Rachel back for her to experience some of the best pizza I've ever eaten.
That's probably a mandatory posting that they had
to post. You know, like, that paid for the trip.
They got paid.
Mm-hmm. As of this taping, Rachel hasn't commented on the status of their relationship, so, you know, I guess we'll see.
He probably praying because he don't want his true identity to come out, but I don't know.
His who identity?
What is his true identity?
Oh, I thought you said his tri-identity. I was like, oh, that's a new word.
Yeah. Tri-identity?
Tri-identity. What that mean? He like girls, boys, and cats?
Mm.
Dogs?
Mm. You gotta have a split personality. If you have a tri-personality,
I'm like, here we go, Gary.
This is what I thought. There's a little part of me where I was like, is this a little move to maybe try to get back in her favor? Because he said, like, mend our broken hearts. So is there, like, something in here about maybe trying to reconcile?
Mm.
Or is that just way out?
I wonder who messed up.
You think he messed up?
I don't know. He's talking about men. That prayer, man, he might have messed up.
He might have.
That's when you run to God, when you mess up. All right, y'all. Flavor Flav is doing what he can to help people who've been affected by the L.A. fires. He made donations to various organizations, but that's not all, y'all. He dropped multiple TikToks encouraging his fans to stream Heidi Montag's 2009 album, Superficial, to get her some extra income after she lost her home in the fires. Aw, Flavor Flav. That's so sweet. And now he's helping out another fire victim, Leighton Meester, by plugging her 2009 single, Somebody to Love.
Flavor Flav is the nicest guy in Hollywood.
He really is.
You
he really is a sweetheart. He loves everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else, say it like that?
Who else you think would be on Flavor Flav?
Well, I'm sure they got some African Americans house burned down. He ain't plugging their albums and stuff like that. Come on, Flavor Flav, honey. As cute
he
as you
might
are.
Be. Maybe we just didn't see it. Mm. Yet. He probably is plugging anybody's album he can.
Shout out Mad Lib. He lost everything in the fire. He's like a really talented producer who's made a lot of records for a little bit of everybody.
Yeah. Sing a Jhené Aiko song.
What about her damn plug?
Or a Keisha Cole song.
Oh, yeah.
Keisha lost the crib?
Both their houses burned down. Plug them. That would be nice to be equal. equal.
But that's okay. That don't mean he's not equal. We just maybe didn't see it. If he runs into them or something, Gary, I'm sure he is. Flavor Flav is a really
He might be plugging it right now. Okay, well, Layton's Gossip Girl co-star Blake Lively is dealing with a firestorm of her own.
Uh-oh.
And that is the legal battle with her It Ends With Us co-star and director, Justin Baldoni.
Oh.
This is going to get juicy, you guys. Blake accused Justin of sexual harassment and orchestrating a smear campaign against her, and now he's firing back. Justin is suing Blake, her husband Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, and her publicist for defamation, civil extortion, and a whole bunch of other stuff, okay?
A lot of big words there.
She's hitting it with the big words.
Right.
And he is seeking, guys, are you ready for this? How much he's seeking in damages?
How much?
$400 million.
Did the movie even make
that?
No. He's trying to take them for all they're worth. Okay, on top of that, Justin claims that Blake, like this even matters, Justin claims that Blake hadn't even read the book the movie was based on, and she tried to Google her character's hair color instead of picking up the book. Oh, no.
That's
how could you ever?
That's the worst thing you could ever do in life.
Jeez. But also, $400 million.
That's a lot.
Well, it's not much. It's not a billion. It's not even a whole.
$400 million was a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, but you say some stuff about me, and I think you got money. I'm gonna sue you for the whole insurance policy. So there you go.
But $400 million makes me think that you're not even serious. Like $400 million is if you sued that couple and you sued them for like $40 million, I'm like, oh. You might have a case.
Well, it's got to be negotiated.
Yeah.
Just negotiating, they go back and forth. You got to start high.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to say.
It gets knocked down. It maybe get knocked down to like 100 million.
I really wanted a million, but I'm going to say 400 just to get my million. So it's going to come.
Would you guys sign up to be in a movie about a book that you never read?
I'm definitely going to read the book.
I would read the book, too. Yeah.
Because people be really militant about being true to the character. I mean, of course, you want to add your source to it, but you at least want to understand the source material.
Yeah, you want to do the best job you can in acting and what the story is.
You would, but that don't mean that would happen. Look at all the people. Look at them. They had white people playing Martin Luther King. That, did they think they knew about it? They said, good, we're going to pay you, do the movie.
And you just do it. Well, he was a real person.
Yeah, I'm sure the book was a real book.
It was definitely a real book. Okay.
Well, y'all, another actor with some surprising claims is Sally Struthers, who's best known for the shows All in the Family and Gilmore Girls. On the podcast, Let's Talk About That, Sally says she was fat-shamed by the late Betty White. Oh, my goodness. A bunch of people were at Betty's house working on a pilot for a show, and Sally reached for a cookie, and baby, Betty allegedly said, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie.
Oh.
Right. And she's throwing even more cemetery shade. She claims that Norman Lear, who's always been credited with creating All in the Family, actually stole the idea from Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker. Why is she spilling all this tea now to all these people who passed away who can't defend themselves?
Yeah, but she said some more stuff about Norman Lear, too, honey. She said, honey, he told her she was ugly. And he just put her in the movie because she had blue eyes. Mm. So, honey, I read that story, honey.
You know,
I love me Sally.
Some of them Hollywood people, they know what they want.
But, like, Sally Struthers has clearly never been to, like, a black grandmother's house. Because this is regular conversation. They're going to tell you in a minute. Any, like, black elder over the age of 55 is going to be true and transparent. Like, oh, you putting some weight on, ain't you? Or, like, yeah, you don't need no more
you
cake.
You looking like a little butterball, baby.
Well, up next, honey, what Sex and the City, honey, star almost got the short end of the stick?
Uh-oh.
Find out who, baby, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, if any of y'all go to Starbucks to sit around and kiki with your crew, listen up. The company is making a grande change to its policy in North America. Ooh. They used to let people hang out in their stores without buying anything, but those days are coming to an end. Starting January 27th, you have to make a purchase in order to spend time there. That means if you want to use their restroom or their Wi-Fi, you got to shell out a few bucks. They say this is their way of prioritizing their customers.
Good.
I think so, too.
I'm not mad at them.
To do that.
No.
Not mad at them.
Taking a seat with somebody else then bought something, can't sit down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no.
That's rude. I agree.
And I know a celebrity here in Atlanta, if you would go to her store, you had to at least pay for a picture if you wanted to, you know, be in the store. And I ain't mad at her neither.
Okay.
People gonna come in. I want to get a picture. No, babe, you gotta buy a candle or something before you.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
I do feel bad for the barista who has to walk over there and be like, "Hey, are you gonna get like a coffee or something?" Or and they're like, "No, I just want to use your Wi-Fi." And they're like,
"First of all, yeah, no."
You know? So I'm excited to see the videos of people fighting at Starbucks, like at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the first couple people that get asked to leave, like, they don't know that there's a new policy.
Right. Oh, I bet they have that policy up on the wall. Yeah.
They're gonna have to hire brawl ristas.
Security ristas.
All right. Well, speaking of sitting around with your friends, they did a lot of that on Sex and the City, and Kristen Davis is dishing about the 1998 pilot for the show.
Oh.
On her new podcast, Are You a Charlotte? Kristen says she was already filming the pilot when a producer came to her with a new contract. Mm. They wanted to make her a, quote, recurring character and pay her a measly $5,000, even though she was clearly a main character in the script. Well, Kristen didn't sign it, and we don't know what she ended up making, but the show ran for 6 years, and she came back for the reboot, and just like that, which is going into its third season. So this worked out in her favor.
Okay.
Mm.
You know, if people came up to me and said, hey, name the three, or like, hey, who are the three people from that show? I actually forgot about her as a character. Mm. So it was giving friend of the show energy, but I'm not a diehard like, you know, a lot of people that used to watch it is. Because you always remember Long Face.
And, well, there's Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Cattrall, the other two.
Big Red.
Big Red.
Mm. Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon. And then, they're all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I only remember Kim and Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mr. Big, because everybody was into
Mr.
Big. Relationship.
This is Mr. Big.
Wrong one.
All right, man, the fires in Los Angeles have affected some award shows, but the Grammys will proceed as planned on February 2nd.
Okay.
However, the TV broadcast will have an additional purpose. It's going to raise funds for wildfire relief efforts so the stars can attend and not feel guilty about it. And speaking of the stars, there's some major star power in the Album of the Year category, and we need your opinion on this one.
Ooh.
Now, we already know, Beyonce has a ton of Grammys, but she's never won Album of the Year. So we want to hear from you about what you think is going to happen in that category, and you can use this code right here to vote. Now, here's your choices. Beyonce will finally win for Cowboy Carter. Billie Eilish will get another one. Taylor Swift will get another one. Or will Andre 3000 pull off a super upset and surprise us all and win for his flute album, New Blue Sun? Once again, use this QR code right here to vote, and we'll share the results soon.
Let's go.
All right. Up next, honey, are marriage woes the reason Michelle Obama hasn't been by her husband's side at some major events, honey? We'll tackle that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Baby, the streets, honey, are buzzing because our forever First Lady, Miss Michelle Obama, has been missing in action.
Oh.
First, y'all, honey, listen to this, Brad, honey. She missed President Jimmy Carter's funeral, and now, honey, they say that she won't be attending President Donald Trump's inauguration. So, honey, people can't help but wonder, is there trouble in paradise with her and Barack?
No.
Or is she just plain over it?
I feel like they're never gonna break up. She probably has something else to do, unfortunately, and she couldn't make it to the funeral. And she definitely ain't crazy about going to no Trump's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys fake it to go to and go to an event you didn't really want to go to?
If your spouse wanted you to go?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Yeah. I don't go in nowhere I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would.
I don't have a spouse, so I show up to events and fake it anyhow.
Herself, I want her to have to deal with any negativity by herself. I would definitely go.
For sure.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, moving on. Drake is still salty with his record label UMG about the Kendrick Lamar diss track, Not Like Us. Now he's filed another... That's how it goes, right? Now he's filed another lawsuit, this time accusing UMG of defaming him by promoting Kendrick's diss track. Well, UMG fired back and said Drake's claims are illogical and frivolous. In a statement, UMG said, throughout his career, Drake has intentionally and successfully used UMG to distribute his music and poetry to engage in conventionally outrageous back-and-forth rap battles to express his feelings about other artists. He now seeks to weaponize the legal process to silence an artist's creative expression. Basically, he didn't like it when it happened to him. Is UMG right? Is Drake weaponizing the legal process now that he's on the losing side?
I thought I just read something that he dropped this.
Okay, so I looked
into
that too.
Him again?
So it was a pre-action filed in a New York court earlier this week, and he dropped that and then went with the full suit.
Gosh. Everybody thought he had dropped this and came to his senses like,
no.
It's okay, let a rat beef be a rat beef. You win, you lose. You know, it is what it is. You don't go suing people.
Yeah, it makes you look really whack.
Where he looking whack, then you doing the right thing. They reminding him, they letting him know, honey, you're one of them. Mm-hmm. So, honey, we're going to do you like we do everybody else.
They not like us.
Nah.
Do you think this has anything to do with Kendrick Lamar getting the halftime show?
Maybe he's trying to get
everything.
The song banned from him singing it. Mm-hmm. That's his song, though. The song did great things for him, great numbers. Why would he not sing this song? Oh, my God, and the world is going to be singing.
Everyone in the entire world.
Oh, my God.
It's like a scab almost healing, and then you hit something,
with
and then all of a sudden.
Man.
Well, in more positive hip-hop news, our girl Brat is getting ready to tear the stage up. The Good Sis is going to be performing at the 15th Annual Hip-Hop All-Stars Show happening Sunday, January 19th in Atlantic City. Brat, tell the world them what they can expect from the show.
Oh, man, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a great time. You got Method Man, Red Man, Too Short, Ja Rule, and we just gonna rock it out. You know what I'm saying? Atlantic City in the casino. Then we gonna go gamble. It's just gonna be an awesome night. You know what I'm saying? My date, my wife is going with me. We're just gonna have fun, man. I haven't did a show in a while, so I'm gonna enjoy myself. Me, my right hand man, Mister, and Ja Lion on the 1-2s. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have a great time. Come out. Yeah.
Brad, you gamble? Oh, I don't like to gamble.
I do. I like to roll them dice too.
Really?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Well, don't hit snake eyes and make sure you check out the Brat if you're in Atlantic City in that area. And stay tuned because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, we have one more story, and it can only be classified as a Dish Nation After Hours discussion.
Uh-oh.
This is after I put the children to bed, or at the very least, earmuffs.
Okay.
Because this one involves a penile implant.
A what?
A penile implant.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So
we know you excited over there, Gary.
All right.
Tell the story.
Okay, here we go. So Juan Bernabe was the handler of the Bald Eagle, and that's the mascot of the Lazio soccer team in Italy. That's him right there.
Okay.
Choking that eagle. Well, recently Juan shared pictures after his surgery, and he shared pictures. He shared pictures after the surgery and a statement that said, I had surgery to increase my sexual performance because I am very active. Well, the soccer team was shocked and the organization released a statement of their own saying, Lazio announced that it has stopped with immediate effect all relationships with this person given the seriousness of his behavior. Now, come on. This is just, what do you guys think? Should he lose his job for announcing an implant? Does a woman get fired for getting breast implants?
It is crazy that he even announced that to the world because usually people just like to show up and surprise people or something if you get something like that.
Tanner, hey, would y'all announce if y'all had an implant?
No.
Because it's kind of like you don't want people to know that.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. I mean, it would be nice to surprise me. Like,
Look how much you've grown.
Yeah. Yes.
Surprise, surprise.
I like you more. I like you more than I liked you before.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but you know, I feel different about you now.
Oh, man. Unfortunately, that's all the tea we got for you today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.